get that. And I'm winking at it out in the fellowship hall or on Facebook. Brother Bob has a Wednesday night Bible study out in the fellowship hall, and Brother Darrell has one on Facebook. So if it's where you can, join in on that. It's always good to learn more about God's Word and to study it with other people. So if it's where you can, be there on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
And it looks like we have a couple of birthdays this week. We've got Richie Foley on September the 17th and Doc Jenkins on September the 19th. So if y'all see any of those people out running around, or pick the phone up and give them a call or shoot them a text or email or whatever, tell them happy birthday. And also, anniversaries, we have Mark and Carla Johnson on September the 16th.
Amen.
I can't believe you made it. How many years?
Three.
Amen. Praise the Lord, yeah.
We haven't hardly ever seen
each other. Happy anniversary. Yes,
happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you and Mark. If you see him many times, don't tell him we'll see him. Happy anniversary. Okay, and also be in memory of and for the family of Sam Sr., who passed away on September 14th, 1998. And also, you know, being much in prayer for Sister Mary. She's still battling with hip and knees and
blood clots.
And blood clots. Yeah.
She's got another blood clot
in her leg. Wow.
Continue to keep them in our prayers, along with John and Lamont. Lamont was in here this morning, gave us an update, and said John's heart's doing just fine now. They just got to get his lungs straightened out. So,
that's right. Yeah.
Y'all be much in prayer for all those and many others in the church which need our prayers.
Amen.
Anybody else got any prayer requests?
Remember Wendell Hopkins? Well, I talked to Wendell this week, and he's not doing real well with his back and the sciatica. He's got some doctor's appointments that he's going to have, but he's fairly immobile at this time, so lift him up.
You can certainly remember that. Anybody else? Remember Sister Sheila, she has to go for a biopsy this week?
She's not scheduled yet.
Sometime. She's going to have a
memory. Also remember Dan Worley. He's supposed to have surgery on his eyelid. It is cancerous. I don't remember exactly when, but it's coming pretty quick.
I don't think it's scheduled there.
Yeah.
Unless it got scheduled, say, late Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
not yet. I asked our ushers to come on up. And everyone else turn to page 466.
Let's pray. Oh my God, our loving Father, we're just so thankful to be here in your house, Father. You just ask a question for a pastor. Here's the message today, Father. We just pray, Father, that the ones that's not here, bring them back. Father, we just can't thank you enough, Father, for all the wonderful blessings you give us. We just pray, Father, for you just for the upbringing of your kingdom, Father. We just thank you, Father. Lord, you give us forgiveness for our sins. Amen, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom.
Let's look over to page 166.
And then Matthew chapter 6. I thank God this past week as the Lord has really gave us a thought, and this is dealing with focus, about being able to focus. I know that today is there is a crisis going on in America. There's a division in politics. There's the next election coming up. There's this COVID. There's so many things that are out there that we've got to focus on the right thing, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And today, this message, I call it living a one Lord lifestyle. A one Lord lifestyle. Because myself, I usually juggle some other things that try to be the boss in my life. I mean, my family is one of them. I try to say, well, you know what, I can do this, I can handle this. Church is one. The job is usually, those are the three things that we all juggle, or at some concept, in a sense that we're trying to do the very best that we can in that lifestyle. And so today I call it living a one Lord lifestyle. And I'm going to use sports to kind of relate to this today. And I thank God as each and every one of us, I think in the sports arena, one of the things that they tried to do in the past is that they tried to take and for years, they tried to use two quarterbacks to be kind of a leader on the team. But yet, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't work consistently. Usually, you got that one quarterback. Usually, there's a lot of things that's happening on the field. That is, a lot of folks are being changed in and out, but there's one person that they don't change in and out, and that's that quarterback. And unless he gets hurt, they bring in the backup. I thank God they tried that for many years. It goes all the way back to the 70s with Roger Staubach. And I thank God that they've tried to do this. And this series today is a series on being able to focus on the right thing, amen. Discovering the power of a focused life. And that is being able to focus, just like everything that's happening during this election, everything that's taking place during the time of this pandemic that we're in. All of these things, we focus on being able to look at the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so in order to have an effective, productive life, I thank God we've got to be able to identify what is really the most important. When you take a camera lens, that thing has a fixed focus on it. And I thank God that it will actually focus in on the right thing. Even these iPhones, you can take that thing up and, man, if you hold it, it'll fix a focus on a clear picture. And it sets an example of being able to live a one Lord lifestyle. Matthew chapter 6, the heart of this message is from 19 down to verse 34. But if you stand with me, I'm only going to read one verse where you stand. Amen. If you would, this morning, to honor the reading of the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, this is the heart of the message from this verse. Listen to the reading of God's Word. No man can serve two masters, For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. You may be seated. Let's pray this morning. Father, I thank you this morning that, Lord, many of us, as you've used the example of money this morning, it ain't that for all of us, but it's a variety of things. But, Lord, what you have given to me to share with your church this morning, you can use it in any capacity, whether it's a boss, whether it's finances, whether it's a relationship, Lord, whether it is finances, or whether it is houses, cars, or any other material things. Father, this morning, I thank you that, God, that as Jesus gives us the example that, Lord, there's only one master. And, Father, as we look at our heart this morning, Lord, we can look at a heart that is looking at earthly things, or we can look at a heart that is looking at heavenly things. And so this morning, Father, I pray that you'll speak to us, our church. Speak to me this morning as well. And no matter what I've studied and no matter what I have in front of me, Lord, I pray, let the Holy Spirit lead us this morning. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll just begin to change everything. Lord, as those that are out there this morning, Father, that are watching us on Facebook or even Sermon Audio, Lord, start bringing them back into the home of God. Bring them back into the church. Increase their faith, Father. Strengthen them, Lord. And Lord, bring them back to the house of God, Lord, where the enemy and Satan himself wants to keep us away from. But Lord, I praise you today for those that are here. And I ask God that you'll just touch this message and speak through the Holy Spirit this morning. Hide us behind the cross and get us out of the way. And Lord, if there's by chance someone that's listening that's lost today, Lord, I pray that either through this message or through those that hear it today, may they pass it on to those that are lost. And Lord, take the message of the love of Jesus Christ, Lord, to them today, and show them through example the greatest love and the greatest gift that we've all ever experienced when Christ went to the cross and gave himself for all of our sins to pay a debt that we could never pay. Thank you today, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I thank God today, living on one more focus, or actually lifestyle, as we look at this morning, and if we lock in on the subject just like a camera lens would do, I thank God because it's one of the most important things that is talking about where our treasure is kept. I thank God because if you look back at verse 19, the Bible says, lay not up. Now, in verse 20, let's skip down just a little bit. It says, but lay up. Here we see there's a change in these two verses. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures, and notice, upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But in verse 20, listen, here's the change. But lay up. The other one says, lay not up. But it says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. There's the change right there. Treasures upon earth in 19. Treasures in heaven, where there neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves don't break, do not break through nor steal. And I thank God there is the change in verses 19 and 20 of that treasure that's to be kept. Amen. Jesus has given us a caution about covetousness. Amen. In verse 21, here he says again, for where your treasure, here he's talking about cautioning us about two kinds of hearts. There's a heart that can be focused on the earth, and then there's a heart that can be focused on heaven. Listen again in verse 21. He says, let me get over here on that scripture. He says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. He goes on and he says, but if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And he goes on in verse 24 and he says, here's the choice. He says, here's the choice about having two kinds of masters. Amen. He says, listen. He says, no man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one or he'll love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and he'll despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammoth money as an example or material things. You know, I thank God every one of us, you know, as we ask ourselves this morning, where are our thoughts? You know, what do we think about on a daily basis? Our mind, is it on earthly things or is it on God? Amen. And so I think, God, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit began to deal with me this past week. He said, what are you really focusing on? Are you letting every bit of this crisis take all of your focus and every bit of your energy? This election, amen. I think, God, you know, one of my main focuses is praying for one another. Amen. I believe it's been yours as well. I think around the clock, every one of us, our number one focus is we've been lifting each other up, amen. We've been lifting the needs of our church up. And I thank God, that's one of my number one focuses is being, amen. And I thank God, whether it says of earth or heaven, amen, I thank God every one of us, our concern for Christ in this passage, he says, here's a choice. He says, here's all these material things. Here's possessions. He says, all of these things. He says, but we've got to be able to guard against centering our lives around all of those material things, those houses, those furnishings, those cars, those lands, those buildings, everything, amen, the security, the wealth, amen, on this earth. And he says, simply, nothing on this earth is secure. He said, there's nothing that's going to last forever. It's going to decay. It's going to waste away. And he said, Christ wants us to center our lives around him and heaven, amen. And so I thank God, as we look at this, we see the direction of worry and anxiety, because in verse 25, on down to verse 34, he begins to talk about that. I thank God, he begins to say, you know what? You don't need to worry about all the necessities in verse 25. He says, you don't need to worry your life, your body. You don't need to worry about food and shelter in verse 26. He says, you don't need to be worried about your stature in verse 27. You don't need to be worried about your clothes in verses 28, 29, and 30. He said, you know what? You don't need to be thinking about the food, the drink, and the clothing in verses 31 and 32. Of Matthew chapter 6, he says, don't worry. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in verse 33 that I'm going to read. And then don't worry about tomorrow. Live one day at a time is what he's saying. Look at it, verse 33 is what he's saying here. I thank God I kind of jumped through that. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And so I thank God, every one of us. You know, this is one of those things I have to remind myself constantly of, because of the direction that worry and anxiety wants to take us into every day. As each and every one of us are dealing with our own things that we're juggling on a daily basis, amen, we serve a multiplicity of masters that try to be the master, in other words. And it tries to keep us from doing the right thing, becoming the person that we can never become unless we focus on the right master, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. That one lifestyle that he's got, that one Lord lifestyle. And so I thank God, here is that power that every one of us have to discover on a daily basis of an intentional living, focused life. Lord, today as I get up, I've got to focus on you. But all of a sudden, man, this job keeps on trying to get more of attention than it needs to get. All of a sudden, my family tries to get more of attention than I'm giving to the Lord in my Bible reading, in my prayer life, amen. And so I thank God, every one of us want to live that one Lord lifestyle. And we find ourselves in competition with all of these other things trying to take charge of our life, amen, to keep Jesus first in our life and above all. And so I thank God, it's a daily pursuit that we do. And so in order to be able to do that, to discover the power of a focused life, there's three objectives that we've got to live to have a one Lord lifestyle. Number one, and that is, we've got to pave a path for your heart to follow. Now, don't worry, I put my PowerPoint, since it ain't coming up on here, on social media later, amen. But I thank God I had a heart where you have to take a choice every day, amen. But one of the things that I did, I put a picture of Coach Bobby Bowden on there. And listen, you got to listen to what I'm fixing to say, because I'm talking about a college football coach that's going to be talking about baseball, so don't get confused with it, okay? I know that's unusual. But when Bobby Bowden was playing baseball himself, he used to encourage a lot of the football players at Florida State, and he'd tell them some parables of his life. And one of the things that he used to tell them is, he was telling Tennessee Titans center Kevin Long one time, about when he was playing baseball one time, and he told Kevin a favorite story about basically he was saying, well, finally, you know, I hit this one home run after all the time that I was playing baseball, that Bobby Bowden was doing this, into this corner. And he says, I rounded the first, and I looked to the third base coach, and he said, he turned at second, and he was about halfway around to the third, and the coach was still waving him on the home plate. And this is Bobby's talking about himself, Bobby Bowden, amen. Now, thank God. And so he says, all of a sudden, as he told this to Tennessee Titan Kevin Long, amen, he said, finally, I rounded all the way around the home plate, and when I arrived safely, this was his first home run in college baseball that Bobby ever remembers. Amen. He was so excited, and everybody was slapping him on his high fives up in the air and everything. And he says, then the pitcher took the ball, he threw it to the first baseman, and the umpire said, out! And I thank God, Bobby Bowden, he said this, he said, if you don't take care of first base, it doesn't matter what you do, amen. If you don't honor the Lord first, it doesn't matter what else you do, amen. And so I thank God, here Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount was stressing to us the importance of stepping into the first base before you attempt to step on all the other bases, amen. And so I thank God. In other words, here he's dealing with the issue of priorities and the focus of our lives by dealing with an issue of what treasures are in our lives and what we place there first, amen. And so God's challenging every one of us that we always put him first. Even though all the things are happening around us on a daily basis, we're investing in heavenly treasures every day. And so put God first in our life, amen. And so I thank God. You know, a lot of us as Christians today, we're not victorious in our Christian growth and service because don't treasure that Christian growth and service for Christ like we should. And so we go to church, and sometimes we think that's not important. We pray, and we think praying is a waste of time. You know, we Bible read, and sometimes we say, you know what, that ain't really getting me anywhere. This is how a lot of people think, I'm going to tell you. And so all of us, you know, we say, we don't need to be telling people about Jesus Christ. That's exactly where our priorities are, because there's nothing more important than fellowshipping, going to the house of God. There's nothing more important than our prayer time each and every day. There's nothing more important than reading the Word of God and staying in the Bible. I mean, there's nothing more important than witnessing. I mean, you know, I think I've got to give God the glory because, you know, of all the things, just by word of mouth, all of a sudden it just gets around where he's been grieving. I have somebody, people that I don't even know, that I've got four different people that are doing grief share, amen, that by word of mouth that has come out, amen. And I ain't even trying to put it up on the screen or nothing. That people just, the word of mouth gets around and say, that man over there, he's got something that will help grief, amen. Just by word of mouth is what I'm telling you. It's amazing, amen. And so I thank God. Here, the quest for material possessions, some people think that it's so much more important than investing in those than investing in souls of Jesus Christ. And so I thank God there is nothing that is, even with what's happening today, no matter what the politics this year, what we got this Friday is coming up is going to be a special time of the year because it's coming up for the new Jewish New Year. We're in 5780. We're fixing to go into 5781. Amen. That's a big deal with all the Jews. Amen. This coming Friday. Amen. That will take place. And so what is all this about? First, I thank God as we look and realize that he is not saying anything about having money because there's nothing wrong with that. I thank God there's nothing wrong with being able to earn a living and providing for a family. There's nothing wrong with that. Jesus ain't saying anything about that. I thank God, one of the words I read when I run reference on this is Proverbs 14:23. It says, in all labor there's profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. He means poverty. And so I thank God he's not condemning savings or needs for the family for the future. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, amen. The word treasure that he's using here, it not only refers to money or things, amen, but it's things that's laid up in a treasury, something that's precious, something that's a deposit, something that's a wealth that Jesus is talking to every one of them about the Sermon on the Mount, amen. And I thank God that we're to dedicate our homes to God, amen. Everything that we have, God give it to us, and we use it for that honor. So we lay it up, not for ourselves, but I thank God to be able to use for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. On that PowerPoint, I'll have a picture of Chris Spellman of the Buffalo Bills back in that day. And I thank God. One of the things, he was a middle linebacker. He was tough. He was strong. He was smart. He was passionate, committed, loyal to the game. But I thank God he played the entire season in 1995 with a torn pectoral muscle, amen. He sustained in the season opener. You know what? The game took a distant second place in his thinking during the 1998 season. You say, what happened? Well, he chose to stay home. He cooked. He took care of his kids. He cared for his wife by choice, Stephanie. I thank God because notice the date that I said of 1998 season. He only got to have her for a little while longer, but in 2019, breast cancer took her on. But he chose the smart thing. He stayed home with his wife. He held there. And you know what? A reporter came up from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. And they asked him, he said, basically they said, hey, would you really go back to the Bills if they asked you to come back? And this is his quote, and I quote him exactly this. I'd play in a heartbeat, but what kind of man would I be if I backed out on my word to her? I wouldn't be a man at all. And so I thank God. You know what? Everything that we do the things that we have to for family, for the Lord, for church, amen. And so I thank God. I thank God the fans saw Spielman as a man that was a man on the field, amen. Not only did he love the sport, but he loved his family, that he was willing to give up something that he loved, amen, that he treasured to be there for his family. Because you know what? He didn't know that she was going to pass on in 2009, but the time that he spent was very precious, amen. And so I thank God that personal sacrifice, that unending commitment, that loyalty to his wife, Chris began to treasure his wife. I thank God every one of us, you know what? We've got to do the same thing today for each other. We treasure our wives. We treasure our husbands, amen. And I thank God when we do those things, when we focus in the right areas, we ain't going to be looking at no pornography. We ain't going to be looking at somebody else's neighbor's wife or husband or nothing like that, or their possessions, their automobiles, their homes, or anything else. We're going to just focus on what the Lord has given us, praise God. And so I thank God that is a marvelous thing to know that we treasure our family, amen. And I thank God we extend that that's the important thing that the Lord lets us be able to do, every one of us, amen. And so I was reading this past week about a pastor out of California back in the late 1960s, amen. He was writing a story about a man that was in his church, amen. And he went to him later on, and he began to challenge that man because he asked him years ago, would he take and teach a 9-year-old children's class? And later on, that man came back to him and said, you know what? I didn't take that class because I was doing stocks and bonds and I was making money. But he says, I've never to this day regretted the time that I could have went and taught all of those hundreds of kids that I saw go through that 9-grade Sunday school class and make a difference. But I went out there to do stocks and bonds and to make a living of wealth. And instead of going that direction, Pastor, he says, I wish I'd have went that way. And so I thank God every one of us have those choices of what we're going to focus on and make a difference today for the Lord, amen. And so I thank God this is exactly what that man said. He said, my investments in stocks and bonds will stay behind when I leave, he declared. What a fool I've been. Someone put it this way, you know what? It's easy to make a buck, but it's a lot tougher to make a difference. I thank God we're here today, every one of us, to make a difference, amen, for Christ, amen. And so here, that's exactly what Jesus was preaching about on the Sermon on the Mount, amen. He was telling them that we can make a difference today, amen. And so I thank God every one of us, as we go forward, praise God. You know, I was reading a humorous story about this man that, as Jesus was telling us about treasures that will be destroyed, amen. I make sure I don't chase too long because I got my second and third point real quick, amen. I thank God this old miser, he called his doctor and his lawyer and minister to his deathbed. He said, you know what? He said, I can take this money with me. He said, you know what? Every one of you three, you doctor, my lawyer, and my minister, I'm going to give every one of y'all three envelopes for $30,000 in each one of them. He said, I want each one of you to take that envelope, and as they lower my casket into the grave, I want you to throw in those envelopes, amen. Now, I'll tell you, this is just an example, okay? All right? But each man, they tossed in an envelope as they were requested. But on the way home, those three, they were riding together. And the minister, he began to confess. He said, you know, I needed some money for the church. So I took out $10,000 and I threw only $20,000 into that hole with a man, amen, in the grave. The doctor said, well, I got to admit the same thing, you know. I mean, hey, I got to confess. I'm building up a doctor's clinic. And so I took $20,000. I threw only about $10,000 down in the envelope into the grave with the man. A lot of them said, gentlemen, I'm ashamed of you guys. You know, I threw in a personal check full of the full amount. But, you know, Bill Reiser's material fixation, I tell you, it produced a scheme that, I'm going to tell you, he didn't take his wealth with him. Nobody, none of us can take our wealth with him, amen. And so I thank God, all of this, we realize that materialism is nothing. It'll get us nowhere today. Yes, we need it. And Jesus said that you can use it for that means, amen. But I thank God, even Job said it, because Job said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so I thank God. Let me move on real quick, amen, because I thank God every one of us, we've got to be able every day. You need to pave a new path for your heart to follow, amen. What that obstacle might be, the principle for dealing with it is the same. Every day you pave that new path, amen. That obstacle in your life, it might be for some people an addictive behavior, amen. You move away whatever feeds that obsession, amen, and you move towards something better, praise God, amen. You begin by paving a path in your daily life that your heart will be able to follow, amen. And so I thank God, that one Lord lifestyle, praise God. Number two, not only pave a path for your heart to follow in verses 19, 20, and 21, but verses 25, 27, 31, 32, and 33. Secondly, take your thought life to the very next level, amen. Well, I thank God, everyone is, because Jesus begins in verse 25, and he's talking about worry, and he's talking a reference about many things, amen, that begin to make every one of us obsess about, amen. I thank God, one of the things that he tells us in verse 25, get my page back over, sticking together, amen. He says, listen, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Hey, you know what? Let me tell you, that's not an easy thing to do. There ain't one of us that every day don't lay out our clothes. We try to plan ahead, amen, and do things, amen. But he says, take your thought life to the very next level, amen. The basics of life, the comfort of life that he's talking about. And you don't need to worry about these things is what Jesus was preaching. I tell you, I love the way these verses are phrased in the King James, because he said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, for what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, amen. Well, I tell you, every one of us, he goes through, he says in verse 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature, amen. In verse 31, therefore take no thought again, he says that repetitively, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed, amen. Well, I thank God, there's a strong connection between what we think and what we say. The more that we think about it, the more that we talk about it, amen. The more that we talk about it, the more that we think about it, amen. And pretty soon, this attitude, this lack of trust in the provision of God completely dominates our mindset and our behavior. One of the things that prevents us from living that one Lord lifestyle is that we find it difficult sometimes to put our trust in him alone, amen. Life is like a mountain because it's hard to climb, amen. I might use that tonight, amen, because I'm on the mountain series, amen. Boy, I think, but it's worth the amazing view from the top, hallelujah. You know what? We find it difficult a lot of times to believe that we will provide, that the Lord will provide for us these things, just like he does the little old birds every day, amen. But we've got to be able to depend on him for everything, amen. I'll tell you, I know what I'm preaching here, but I know that it's a challenge for every one of us this morning sometimes, that we say, man, this is hard. This is a very challenging thing. But just maybe he'll let us down. Maybe he'll not come through for us. You see, this is this old fleshly nature talking. Because Jesus said this is dealing with verses 25 down to verse 34 about your worries and about your anxieties. I thank God. And so here he tells us in verse 32 of Matthew 6, he says, for all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Amen. You know, if there's someone or something that's competing for the title of the Lord in our lives, amen, the greatest stronghold will be in your thoughts. That's exactly what I mean by this. They'll try to get the way of your devotion to Jesus Christ by, you know, thinking, how do you think about things every day, you know? And so money, if it could talk, it'll say, you know what? You need to be more entrusting to me than God, because that's how material things do a lot of times. Your addictive behavior, if it could talk, it would say, you need me more than you need God. You see, that's how these things talk to us a lot of times. Our thought life, you need this money more than you need God today. You just don't need to go to the house of God. You know, you need to stay. There's always a distracting influence that would say to every one of us every single day, I'm going to tell you, this is what I fight every day. What about these things? What about the comforts? What about the basics? Amen. What is this going to lead you tomorrow to live a one Lord lifestyle? Amen. Well, I thank God every one of us, when we're able to deal with doubts and fears and all of these things today, amen, we've got to be able to seek first the kingdom of God because of His love, His mercy, His forgiveness, amen, His plan for all of our lives, because we're already doubting it before it happens, amen. And so He says in verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, amen. He's telling us that if you want a one Lord lifestyle, put Jesus at the very top of what to think about list every single day. And then, I thank God, here's the third thing that we need to do, amen. We pave a path for our heart to follow every single day. Verses 19, 20, and 21, amen. The second thing, take your thought life to the very next level. Verses Matthew 6, verse 25, verse 27, verse 31, 32, 33, but lastly, verse 34, in closing, today, we need to make today our top priority, amen. Because we all have a tendency to be able to want to live a one of two places where we don't belong, amen. One is in the past. I'm speaking from my own personal opinion here, because it would either be like your past was so good, or either it was so bad that we just can't bring ourselves to let go of it. And then, where do you think I'm going to go? The future. That's the two places that we all tend to live, amen. The other is the future up ahead, amen, because we always think that we can fool ourselves into believing that the future will magically become perfect no matter what, even if we don't have nothing to say about it today, amen. But I thank God, the gloom and the doom of the future, because we're so afraid of the worst thing that could possibly happen. Either way, whether it's the future or whether it's the past out there today, amen, you want to think whether it's good or whether it's bad, it prevents you from focusing on that which needs your most important attention, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because these are the things that I battle with daily. I think about today that I'm going to, at this very moment, right now, I thank God that's the most important thing, because every one of us, as we look, this is the thing when we can really do about it right here, right now. That one Lord lifestyle has nothing to do with the past and nothing to do with the future. Listen, follow me now. It has everything to do with right now, this very moment, today. Amen? I'm going to tell you, and that's where the devil, this flesh, and everything else deals with me on a daily basis, because many of us, we live our lives with good intentions, and we're thinking, you know what, eventually I'm going to be fully committed to what I know is right and what I know is true, but not just yet. Not just yet. That's the way we think, amen. And so we wonder why money keeps getting in the way. Compulsive behaviors, toxic relationships, amen. Because we can't live that one Lord lifestyle. Because in the past, or whether in the future, you can only live it today, right in this moment, amen. And so I thank God, every one of us, as we look and realize, even a two quarterback system that the NFL has done, or anyone else, amen. One quarterback. Who am I talking about? Jesus, amen. Jesus, He's the one, amen. And I thank God, every one of us, we can sabotage our success with the idea that we can live a Jesus and something else. No, you can't. It's only Jesus, amen, not something else. Nothing else can do it, just Jesus today. And so I thank God, every one of us, that's the lifestyle, because He is the only one. He's our master, amen, that's calling us in a direction that's designed to lead us in the direction that we need to go every day. But all of a sudden, man, we'll get on the computer and we'll say, man, I've got to think ahead. The Lord's already thought ahead. The Lord's already got everything. Living a one Lord lifestyle. He's already took care of all of those things, amen. Not yesterday or tomorrow, but today, pave a path for your heart to follow into his presence. Focus your thoughts exclusively on him. Third, wait for it, and live this day as it matters most of all, because that is the message that we need to have a fixed focus every day, even with politics, even with the pandemic, even with our families, we're juggling and trying to do everything that we can do, amen. Every one of us, each and every day, discover the power of that focused life, that when we begin to focus it, every one of us, we can make a difference today, because these are the three daily objectives to live a one Lord lifestyle, amen, a fixed focus, because the enemy knows how to push our buttons. He does mine, and I'm sure he knows how to push yours, but I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself, but I know how bad I fail every day. Father, Lord, this message this morning, Lord, as we let you be that one Lord of our life, you are our quarterback. You're our master. You're the one that we go to in every situation of our life, each and every day. Father, I want to thank you for People's Valley Baptist Church. Thank you for this church that has come together, for the deacons, for the body of Christ. Lord, for their prayers, for their dedication. And Lord, I pray, God, that you will just continue to work away, that as we don't forget how important the gospel message is to serve, even in this capacity, until things get back to normal, that we focus, first of all, foremost, to you every single day of our life, Father. Lord, we got to take care of our spouses, our loved ones, Lord, but we focus on you. And Lord, then we go into the capacity of taking care of those areas the very best that we can. But you're the number one focus, Father, through paving that place in our heart, through our thought life, Lord, being able, Father, to look to you in every area of our life, Lord, as we live it on a daily basis. Lord, I ask you this morning, Father, help People's Valley Baptist make these the objectives of our lives every day. Those that are listening to us out there this morning, maybe there's somebody that's struggling with their Christian life and immaturity because they're not focusing on the right area. They're forgetting how important it is to be in the house of God, to fellowship, how important it is to read the Word of God, to pray, and Lord, most importantly, to serve you every day, Father. Lord, help us to make a difference. Lord, to teach what class that we can teach, to share the message of Jesus Christ. Because, Lord, as we use the finances that you give us to take care of our families, to take care of the church, Lord, may we always have a fixed focus on you on a daily basis. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Now, thank God this morning, Sister Sheila is around the piano. Papa, if you would come up with a song for us to... I'm going to open the altar up this morning.
217.
217 this morning. I thank God every one of us as we pave a place for our heart, our thought life, that we take it to the next level, amen. But I thank God right now, this very moment today, make that your number one priority. I don't know about tomorrow. I may not make it tomorrow. You may not make it tomorrow. The Lord might come back. Who knows? The Lord knows about that. But today is the day of salvation, and that is the priority. As we stand this morning, just for each and every one of you, I won't have you standing alone.